Whether you up north of Gardendale or down south past Vestavia, turn up your sound and listen well, cause we got something to say to you. Curry and Claypo, they in the know, their topics cover A to Z. So whether you drive fast or slow, just sit on back and feel the beat.
Good morning. I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. Hopefully you're waking up this morning, your legs hurt, your back hurts. Wow, that was unbelievable. I haven't had it that good. Or maybe it's because you went to bed at 7:30 last night. Could be. Tony Curry live. We're on every Monday through Friday morning between 7:30 again from 6 to late at 9 o'clock. Dr. Parrish day to day today at noon and 8. You can listen up. We're going to get after it with Alex Hubline and Dr. Josh Claypo. A whole host of great shows this week. Lots of great classic rock and roll to get you going this morning. The kind of stuff you just don't get a chance to hear very often. And we're happy to bring it to you here with Martin Brilon on Tony Curry Live. Tony Curry Radio. We couldn't do it without our great sponsorships and, of course, our great partnerships. And the Jimmy Hill Mission is one of those. Of course, Mission Minded, we do a show with Michael Coleman. It's a great show. We've done four shows, and it's building. If you listen to the first show, we're basically, you could build your own non-for-profit or your own business by listening to the show. From week to week, and in the course of about 4 or 5 months, we could build you a business from the ground up, and it could be successful, I'm just telling you. Michael Coleman does the show. It airs at noon and 7:30 on Wednesday, and of course, the Jimmy Hill Mission has been around for nearly 75 years. Michael took it over in 2019. It's a great organization. $5 a day will save the life of a woman, man, or child. And we know that 90% of the people that end up in a homeless situation there at Jimmy Hill Mission have some type of addictive property, and they work through that too. If you want to get better vocationally, spiritually, physically, mentally, you do all those things, you can do it through the Jimmy Hill Mission. We greatly appreciate them. We love them, and I love doing that show with Michael Coleman every Wednesday, Mission Minded here on the Tony Curry Radio. Also, we've got some great stuff, guys. I had a major day yesterday. I usually don't share this kind of things because I think it's kind of boring, but I bought a car yesterday for someone other than myself for the first time in my life, which is kind of weird. I went down to Royal, had a car there, traded it in, and so my 17-year-old son got himself a car yesterday. And it's just kind of one of those weird, surreal, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm paying for someone else's car thing. And I'm going to do that as long as he keeps getting straight A's, because he gets straight A's, he's going to be taking care of his old man about 5 or 6 years. You hear me out there? Anyway, the first thing I had to do is call my State Farm agent, Chris Doris, and I reached out to him yesterday. I said, listen, my boy's got himself a Nissan Rogue here. What's my insurance going to be? And I just got him signed up to insurance last week. So that's one of those things, but with a steer clear program and his GPA and, of course, his driver's ed and all those things, it's going to save me thousands of dollars a year. You can do that through State Farm, the Chris Doris State Farm team, 985-7799, 985-7799. Got several things I want to get into this morning, and I'll do it on Facebook Live coming up in just a few minutes. The Kanye-Kim Kardashian thing is getting really interesting to me. We brought that up when first. I'm a relationship expert now. Because I'm divorced. And a lot of people are like, well, you're not very good at it. Well, that's why I'm an expert. You have to fail in order to learn to be good enough to be a therapist. That's why marriage counselors are divorced. Like, wow, why the hell is this marriage counselor telling me what I need to do in my marriage? They're divorced 3 times. It's because they know. They know what it takes to break one up. Tony Curry Live. You don't need no 5-hour energy or monster drinks. Give me a cup of coffee. Just because it's warm and it's chilly outside. We'll keep the energy up around here. It's one thing we do around here in Tony Curry Live and Tony Curry Radio is we play up-tempo classic rock. You didn't hear nothing slow around here. If it's something starts off slow a little bit, it'll get going just like me in the bedroom. Coming up tomorrow night, you want to talk about a show that makes your ears bleed. I challenge you to listen to the entire hour of AC/DC's Live Wire Wednesday tomorrow night because, man, I mean, one song after another just keeps pounding into your head. If you want to get after it, it's like being at a real AC/DC concert, obviously, without being there, but turn the radio up and get after it. It is all AC/DC, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. For all your staffing needs, construction or otherwise, I meet with Kai later on this week. He is all in, and I love that about him. And we are 40-something thousand strong in Sydney, Australia. It's our biggest international footprint we have here in Tony Curry Radio, and obviously thousands of folks here in the Birmingham area in the United States listen as well, because everyone loves AC/DC, and they never came out with a bad song. Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828, where your word and your handshake still means something. Check them out. They're fantastic. We have AC/DC now on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, Tony Curry Live. on the Tony Curry radio app. Very redundant, isn't it? I want you to remember Tony Curry, because if you're listening, you realize just how good this is and you love it. Thanks to thousands of folks who have downloaded the Tony Curry radio app and, of course, listen to us on a regular basis and all of our great specialty shows we have right here on Tony Curry radio. I got the chance to bring on a lot of great classic rock artists. And one of my favorites was Joe Walsh. Didn't get a chance to talk to Joe at all, but I brought him on a couple times. One time at the Five Points Music Hall, which was great. But I was in Louisville, Kentucky, and the Confessor album came out. And I remember, because he had done The Drinker I Get, he had done all these goofy bubblegum, the Bolin song, Rocky Mountain Way. But for the most part, he had become somewhat of a caricature of himself. He was kind of a, not a joke, because he's just a great guitar player and an incredible rock and roller. And I think just being with the Eagles certainly solidified that for him. Even as a solo artist, he's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. But I remember him coming out with this album, and I remember our music director was like, oh, here we go again. This is going to be, we knew there's going to be three or four great songs off the album, but we thought they're going to be kind of funny. Life's Been Good, that kind of stuff, you know? Life Illusion. The first cut, of course, was the title track, The Confessor, and we were like, whoa, Joe has gotten serious on us here. And we knew that when Joe was ready to get serious, that it was going to be absolutely incredible, and it was. And this was the first song off that particular album. It was the first song he played when he walked out on stage, that guitar, ding, 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 and you knew it was going to be something incredible, man. It was great. And there it was. I was like, oh, here we go. It was great in concert. If you ever get a chance, and I don't believe he plays much of his music in the Eagles sets, but man, live, this song just kills, man. It's killer. Tony Curry live on the Tony Curry radio app on Tony Curry radio. You get the idea? Tony Curry, Tony Curry, Tony Curry, Tony Curry. It's like, dude, a little redundant, is it not? No, it's good, because I want people to know it's Tony Curry. It's Tony Curry, the Tony Curry radio app. Make sure you put the K in there. It's K-U-R-R-E. I got like 70-something downloads yesterday. I was somewhere in a parking lot over in Walmart. They're off of Highway 280. And some guy walked up to me. I don't want to mention his name, because he's like, don't talk about me on the air. And I say, okay. But he's pretty big time. And he's like, man, what's been going on with you? And I said, I got Tony Curry Radio. I've been doing this classic. He goes, really? And I was like, yeah. And I said, you know, we're growing. We're like 60, 70, 80,000 people a week. We got it going on. He's like, let me find it. So he's downloaded the app. So he starts listening to the app. And he's absolutely lovely. And he's like, wow, this is fantastic. And I was like, I know, right? And then someone walked up and said, well, wait a minute. What are y'all doing? And I said, we're sitting here listening to some Tony Curry radio. And so they wanted to listen to it. And then some other woman came up, and she's like, what are you guys doing? Next thing you know, I had like 16 people around me in the parking lot, and they're all download the Tony Curry radio app, and they're listening, and they're just getting after it. I'm like, yeah, this is what we do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week around here. Dark Side of the Pooch, which is one of my favorite shows that airs at noon and 8 every Monday with Dr. Rab Stewart of the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. If you got a pet and you're looking for a place to go, for normal checkups. I've had kittens. I've had puppies there. I had a dog with parvo. I had to put down two dogs. Man, he is the best. He's great. Check him out. And of course, Dark Side of the Pooch is brought to you by Ed's Pet World. I had a really interesting conversation to a friend of mine yesterday about Seth and, of course, Ed and the entire crew that's been down there. It's been down there 47 years. I said, when I first came to town, you know, what do you think when you come to Birmingham, Alabama, and I've been since 1988, what are the most important parts of Birmingham? Like, if you come to town, like, you want to show somebody what the town's all about, where do you take them? So, I went to Green Top Barbecue up off of 79 up there, 78, 79. And then and I went to Wesley's Booby Trap. That was a must. I did Jitterbugs, which is a must. Now, a lot of these were bars because I was in my 20s. I had to go to Norm's. I had to go Vulcan. Had to do the Vulcan thing. Just trying to think of the things. Civil Rights Museum, had to do that. And I'm just trying to think of some of the other things. And then Ed's Pet World is right in the mix. I mean, you got to go to Ed's Pet World. If you're here for the first time, you got to go to Ed's Pet World. It's been there for 47 years, since 1974. They provide new special pets with all the information support you need to have the best relationship with them. You know, some pet places sell pets, and they kind of hope they don't live, because you're going to have to go back. Ed's, man, they love their pets as much as you do. Exotic pets, Amazon parrots, birds, parakeets, bearded dragons, chameleons, geckos, red-tailed boas. I got a ball boa upstairs. It's beautiful. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Rabbits, chinchillas, ferrets, guinea pigs, hamsters. They got it all, man. They're turtles, water turtles, alligators, tegus. They got it all, man. Not only that, but Seth's also got a huge collection of wonderful vintage toys. If you are down there and you've got some stuff up in the attic, he buys, sells, and trades. He goes all over the country. He does the DragCon thing, the Comic-Con thing. He does all those things, and he brings back, and they're all still in the box. If you're into Star Wars stuff, whatever you got, he's got watches. He's got it all, man. Collectibles. Check out Ed's Pet World. It's a pet store, but it's also a toy store, and it's fantastic. My kids love the place. I'm going to go down there a little bit later on and check it out. Also want to welcome KW.com. That's Keller Williams. Met with a nice gentleman yesterday. His name was Dusty, and his lovely bride and their assistant. And hopefully we'll be doing a real estate show here on Tony Curry Radio soon, so I wanted to welcome those fine folks as well. Benny Selman. Good morning, Benny. How are you doing, man? Everything good? You doing good, brother? So we got that going on as well. So on top of all of our great shows, it's going to be fantastic. I wanted to throw this out. You know, one of the reasons we are not successful in life, and it's very, very easy, is one of my worst attributes, if you want to call it an attribute, is envy. And when you have kids, your envy comes out of the woodwork. Our yard isn't as nice as their yard. Our house is not as big as their house. The cars we drive aren't as nice. And so you're constantly trying to keep up with the Joneses, right? And I've been super blessed. Sometimes I think I grew too fast. I wish I had saved more money. But as you make more money, you spend more money, and you get this whole I deserve this thing going on. Well, I'm working my ass off, so I deserve this. I deserve this nicer car. I deserve this bigger house. I deserve this nicer jewelry. I deserve all these different things, despite the fact that you're living paycheck to paycheck. And so one of the things that I think is really interesting is when you realize that you love yourself and you're securing yourself and you really don't give a shit what everyone else is doing. Tony Page, good morning to you. You live your life to your means, and you're very comfortable with yourself, and you're not worried about what everyone else is doing. It's not to say you can't help other people. That's why a lot of times it's good to walk in a bad neighborhood, because you realize just how good you have it and you see how other people are hurting. And certainly through the pandemic, we've done that. And I have been totally blessed, and I get on my knees every morning here in Tony Curry Radio on my floor. I get on my knees and I pray to God and say, let me live your will, man. I do the AA prayer. Today, I offer myself to thee to build with me and do me as it please. Please relieve me the bondage of self, so I better serve your will. Help me through my challenges, so the victory of them may be witness of your grace, your love, your trust, and everything you do for mankind. And I love that, because if I'm living for him, I'm living for myself, and he will take care of me. But when I start getting inside my own head, and I start thinking, what can Tony Curry do, and I start trying to control everything, I can't do it. So I'm starting to see this now with countries. While we're always looking at everyone else and we're thinking about how screwed up the United States of America is. And by the way, you know, my radio partner, Scotty Trucks, good morning to you. My radio partner, Dr. Josh, just got back from London over the holidays. And he's showing me these pictures of bars that were started in 1547. Bars that are 600 years old. I'm going, holy crap. Our country is so young. I would say that our country is probably about the age of a 12 or 13 year old. I don't even think we're prepubescent. We're probably about prepubescent, but we haven't gone through puberty yet. I mean, we just got up off the couch. We just started, you know, your kids grab the couch and they walk down the length of the couch. We just went through that phase. It's like dog years almost. So our country is incredibly young, and we've had a lot of things thrown at us. So consider us to be like a family of five. Consider us to be like the third child, not the baby. But the third child, we're learning from some people around us, but we also have some people that are younger than us, and we know we can do it better than them. And that being said, I still believe, and I'll always believe, that this is the greatest country in the world. I have no reason. I'm an adventurer. I've always thought, man, maybe it'd be nice to go live in Africa for a couple of years or go to England or whatever. So I don't ever want to move, and I love it here. For people who are like, well, this person gets nominated, I'm going to Russia or going to Canada. Go for it. Get out of here. So this whole bridge thing, I think it's really interesting, because Canada is the flipping most boring country in the world. They are. And a lot of people like that. You know, as you get a little older in life, your life becomes pretty boring. I used to be able to come on the radio every day and I'd have a hell of a good story. Probably because I was out till 4 o'clock in the morning doing something I wasn't supposed to do. And, of course, bad things happen after midnight, but they make for great stories. So I've gotten this point where I'm kind of set my place. I'm content. I'm still succeeding, and I'm still being challenged, and I still continue to do all the things I got to do to be fresh and fun and young and blah, blah, blah. But I am pretty content, and I'm pretty boring. And Canada is that country. Canada's super boring. I mean, if you want to go up there, I've been up there numerous times. I've been to Saskatchewan. I've been to Ottawa. I went to Toronto to see a Rolling Stones concert. It's a great country. I love the way. But for the most part, Canada's kind of like, you guys do your thing, and we're just going to sit back and watch. And that's what they do. I mean, they got flipping mooses on their quarters, right? They don't work in vending machines, by the way. This whole bridge thing to me is really interesting because just as much as we think we're screwed up, and this goes back to what I was saying earlier, when you're in your life and it's chaos and there's all kinds of, maybe you're going through a divorce and your kids are getting in trouble and you got neighbors that are, you got all these different things, and then you realize that we're all the same. We all have the same issues, we all have the same problems. There's no perfect family. There's no perfect family. Even the perfect families are screwed up. The minute you walk out the door and they close, have a good night, thanks for coming. You're like, that was delightful. They're bickering. They're shooting each other. They're at each other's throats. The son's got a drug problem. You know, the uncle's demonic. He's a molester. I mean, everyone's got issues. Every family's got problems. So every country's got problems. So I'm sitting here looking at the United States. It's easy to look in the mirror and go, wow, we are really screwed up. We can't get this pandemic thing right. We can't do the vaccination thing. We're bickering back and forth. We got all these. And then I see another country like Canada having issues, and I kind of go, well, hey, Sam, well. It's nice to know since the Curry household's got problems, our next door neighbor seems to be having a little bit of an issue themselves. Now, I don't love that. I don't enjoy that. I pray for them. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's nice to know that we're all in this shithole together. It's nice to know that someone else has got issues that are almost as important or bigger than our own. It may not directly affect us, but in this particular case, it does. So you got all these truckers. And by the way, there's trucking jobs anywhere. If you want a trucker job for 45 grand a year, you can go work like 20 hours a week, go drive a truck for 45 grand a year. I'm just telling you, if you're looking for a job. But all these truckers took up the bridge, right? And I've had several of my friends, extended family, who used to go hunting up in Canada. And my dad, at one point, got arrested trying to leave Detroit to go across the lake to Canada because he didn't have the right paperwork. They were going over there to, Victoria? Where is it? The gambling over there? I don't know. Anyway, so they've messed up this bridge. And now Justin Trudeau, who is way too good looking to be a politician, by the way, is catching crap because they say they're getting basically into martial law, and he's basically telling his people, hey, listen, we got to do, because it's a major thoroughfare, we got to figure out a way to clear this thing up so we can get traffic going back, because a lot of people stuck in the bridge, they have nothing to do with the trucking thing, they just want to get to Canada, they want to go from Canada back to the United States, they can't do it, and I think it's funny. Chris Wood. Chris said, I'd only go to Canada for sports, especially NHL hockey. Kudos. I'm with you. But at the same time, it is refreshing. It's nice, particularly when you're going through a lot of chaos in your life, and you're like, man, my life, man, is so messed up right now. You're like, what in the world? And then you see a neighbor having issues, and you're like, I feel a little bit better about myself now. So as clean and as fresh and as vanilla as Canada is, it's kind of funny to see they're having their issues, isn't it? It's kind of fun. All right, Adapter Parish coming up later on today at noon and 8. Dr. Alex Hubelein from Adaptogen, formerly GT Software in Atlanta. He's on with Dr. Josh Klapo. They're going to be doing the show at noon and 8 right here. We have Live Wire Wednesday coming up with Southern Precision Staffing tomorrow. Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. That show airs at noon and 7:30 tomorrow. We have Austin Hanks, who's just delivered his brand new show that runs at noon and 8 on Thursday. I love this show. It is fresh. It is new. It's unbelievable. It's a great show. He's done a couple of Nick shows the last couple of weeks. Great. That's another place, probably in Birmingham, where I'd say you got to go to Jitterbugs, Wesley's Booby Trap, Green Top Barbecue, Vulcan, Civil Rights Museum, Ed's Pet World, and the Nick. I think those would be all the places that you'd have to go to say, okay, this is what Birmingham represents, and I'd feel pretty good about it. That's a great show. The Damon Johnson Show runs on Fridays, and also a brand new show. We got a lot of viewers, a lot of listeners on last Friday with When in Rome from Stuart Rome, who's from the Woodhouse Day Spa. By the way, Valentine's Day, they killed it yesterday. Everyone took me up on it. It's great. Go to Woodhouse Day Spas, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. If you forgot, it's not too late. You can go to Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com or call them at 905-7676 and still take care of your husband or your wifey-poo. Maybe you just totally forgot. Maybe you screwed up. You can do that as well. That show airs. The classic hip-hop show runs on Fridays and Saturdays as well. So super excited about all the great shows we have. And we have classic rock to the bone. Download the Tony Curry Radio app and get after it. Love that song. Tony Curry Radio and Tony Curry Live, 7:30 to 9:30, nights 6 to 8. Adaptive Paris coming up at noon and 8 today on Tony Curry Radio. It's another one of those songs, you never hear that song, and it's a great song. Every time I play, people are like, dude, I love that song. I haven't heard that song in so long. I'm like, I know, we play it around here all the time. It's kind of classic rock and roll we play it around here on Tony Curry Radio. With Adaptive Paris, we got our Live Wire Wednesday show going on tomorrow. Mission Minded coming up. Full week of fresh new shows. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. We're going to add probably 3-4 more shows, maybe 5. And then we're going to be done as far as in the brand new content because we're going to be filled up. And thanks to all of our great partnerships we've had with people, including Chris Creek from the club at Lakeview. Sweetheart of a guy, just a great guy. He got on the ground level here. He's one of our cornerstone clients, and he has got himself just a wonderful little thing there in McCalla. It's God's country out there, about 20 miles north of Birmingham. It is the club at Lakeview, the club at Lakeview Facebook page, theclubatlakeview.com. Check them out. They're fantastic. All you got to do is go out there and tell them you want to play from some free golf. Tell him Tony Curry sent you, say, don't. Tony Curry told me to come up here and play some free golf today. And he'll put you on the golf course, 9-hole golf course, golf, swim, eat, repeat. Great kitchen, great food. 50-foot bar. The place is rocking there for Super Bowl 56. And it's great. And as it warms up a little bit, and it will later on today, you get out there and play that golf course twice. You get an 18-hole score. A lot of guys can't have the time off during work, so they play 9 holes and they're good to go and they head back to the office. But as low as $100 a month, you can belong to a private country club. And that's pretty cool. You could be one of those country club. You could be like Ted Knight. Exactly. Check out the club at Lakeview, 477-6125, 477-6125, 205, 477-6125. It's the club at Lakeview. Tony Curry Radio and Tony Curry Live. Welcome to another morning show here on a Tuesday. We are going to get after it with Dr. Parrish at noon at 8 till later on today. People are like, why do you keep talking about it? Because it's a great show. I want you to hear it. It's unbelievable. If you go to our website, TonyCurryRadio.net, I'm going to do that right now, tell you how easy it is. I'm already on it. And you can go to, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's got a great story on here, some of the headlines through our rock news. It's a great page. You go to rock news, you can find our lineup, our content, and you can also find out a tour page. The tour page is cool. You just click on the tour page, put any band in there, it'll tell you whether they're playing or not. Reasons Pat Benatar should be in the Hall of Fame. March 2022, new music releases, Iron Maiden's Rare Songs playlist. There's a great video of Chevy Chase, who was on, was it Sunday morning with Jane Pauley this past week, about how difficult Chevy Chase was to work with or is to work with. He was in Community, and of course, he's done all the movies and the Fletch movies. He said, of all the characters he did, Fletch is probably the one that was closest to him just because Fletch just didn't give a damn about anything or anybody. He said, I really don't care. But there's stories about how him and Bill Murray got after it. The whole Caddyshack scene that they cut together, and that was the one where they were in the shed, was totally improvised, and people were freaking out because they knew that Bill Murray and Chevy Chase went to fisticuffs on the Saturday Night Live stage, and quite frankly, they almost killed each other, and they really never got over it. And you think that all comedians are just funny and they get along, and it's like, well, no big deal. Those two just despised each other. One of the reasons was Chevy Chase was the first one to say, this is Saturday Night Live. He was also the first one to do, of course, the anchoring the news. And a lot of people held some animosity towards him because, quite frankly, he didn't care. And he had an incredibly successful movie career, as did Bill Murray. But they hated each other. And so when they did Caddyshack and they got together on screen together, people were like waiting for fireworks to fly. And thank goodness it never happened. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, talking about their different retirement plans. It's a great article and more. So check it out, TonyCurryRadio.net. That's TonyCurryRadio.net. And you'll be good to go. Tony Curry Radio on Tony Curry Live, 7:30, 9:30, Monday through Friday morning, 6 to 8, of course. Adapter Parish coming up here at 8 o'clock tonight and also at noon every single Tuesday. Coming up on Wednesdays is Livewire Wednesday. We play that right after Mission Minded. That runs at noon and 7:30. Livewire Wednesday runs once because I do it live, and, man, my ears bleed after that show. And I usually don't go to bed till like 11 o'clock at night. We'll get after it again tomorrow right here on Tony Curry Radio for those about to rock AC/DC coming up here next. The Who is going back on the road, and originally Roger Daltrey was going to go out and do his solo thing, and Pete wanted no part of it, as far as we know. Then, of course, they got back together again. Let's do a last hoorah, another last hoorah, called The Who Hits Back. They're playing 29 North American dates. They're playing Nashville, Atlanta. They're going to be playing my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, for the first time in 42 years. They were supposed to play back in 2020, of course, because of the COVID thing. And Pete had something really interesting to say. He was asked about the pandemic because a lot of bands, including, say, AC/DC, which I've been waiting for feverishly and patiently to find out about their world tour, a lot of bands are like, we're going to hold off until we know that things have calmed down a little bit. And we know that it's not as easy as just showing up in a town, plugging things in and playing concerts. To put on one concert is just a major, major organizational nightmare. It just is. I've been around it a million times, and it's just incredible what it takes manpower-wise, money-wise, to put on one of these shows, particularly for something like Pete and Roger getting together with an entire orchestra. Not only from the standpoint that people get sick, you can't put shows on if half the orchestra's out, but just from the mandates and everything else goes from city to city. So a lot of people are kind of waiting back and saying, okay, we're going to wait till things cool off a little bit, and we're just going to kind of step into the small end of the pool and see how the water feels. He came out and said yesterday, because of them going back on the road in 2022, they've already set the standard up despite the pandemic's presence. He said, I'm quoting here, I'm pretty sure we've seen the end of COVID-19. I'm pretty sure that's behind us now. God, wouldn't that be great? I hope he's right. I hope he's right. And good for him. That's fantastic. It's the first time I've heard anybody poke that snake. It's the first time I've heard someone poke the snake and say, I'm pretty sure it's over. It's behind us. I don't think it's going to happen. I love that. And I hope Pete Townsend's right. For those about to rock, I'm ready. Whatever AC/DC wants to announce, I will know first. I'm telling you right now, I've got the inside track. So as soon as I find out details on AC/DC's tour, I will let you know. And we'll release it on Livewire Wednesday, every Wednesday night, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing at 8 o'clock. 205-682-2828. 205-682-2828. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to be all over that bad boy. Rock and roll jocking you down. Sign up for updates directly from the band. I've got even better contacts.